Q.
I got something here. I want to see if you know what this is.
A cube.
A cube. That's right.
Yeah, I like that.
Hello and welcome from deep inside Old Trafford Studio. Jolly Roger Studio.
Hey, I like that.
This is the Q Filmcast, and if you don't yet know, we are the show which brings to you our review of a particular film currently streaming on Netflix Instant, where every week we gather here at Jolly Roger Studio, where we go around the table to tell you what we thought of it.
Yep.
And, sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we're like, what the hell have I had to watch this time?
Right.
Not always the case, though.
No, sometimes. Only when I pick them.
Yeah. Is it a Savage Week?
Right.
Oh, okay. There's hope.
Might as well be.
No. Cat out of the bag.
Right.
Every week we do that, and it ends with a top three list for those who don't know, inspired by the movie in question. Yeah. So no matter where you're at or how you've tuned into us, thank you for doing so.
Right.
Let's get on with it, guys. Welcome to the Q Film Cast. If you want to keep up with us, easy to do. How simple is it, Savage? You tell me.
It's all simple.
Where do you go if you want to keep
Twitter,
up?
Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, whatever.
But why would you do that when you can do what, Savage?
You can go to theqfilmcast.net. That's right.
A little role reversal here, Max.
theqfilmcast.net. Go there.
I picked up on that.
It's a catch-all for everything.
Little role play.
I saw what you did there.
Yeah.
That was clever.
You like that, huh? From there, you can follow us any way you want.
Absolutely.
Savage already touched on it. Yeah, Facebook, iTunes, Twitter. Mm-hmm. You can also leave a review for any film that we've reviewed. Tell us what you thought. God,
absolutely.
We love feedback.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's get into it, guys. There you go. Here we are, and that's how you keep up with us. Introductions. Why make this any different? We do it every week. Yeah. I'm Michael, along with, I've mentioned him once, but let's make it formal.
Right.
James, so hard, so sub, so savage.
What's up, Maestro?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Are you doing all right?
Oh, I had to stop it. I did it one time for flavoring.
It's okay.
I'm
not saying stop.
I sounded like
whole show like that.
I sounded like Oliver Twist, for Christ.
You're doing all right.
You're not going to get a more please from me.
Okay. Savage, there you are. And to your right, he's piping in. He's hot. He's ready to go. Look, when he leans into the table like that, like he's leaning.
He's
ready to go.
He's leaning into a pitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I guess.
He's waiting for the fastball. That's Max Gumbo Johnson.
Raring to go, buddy. Raring to go.
Fastball.
I love good English food like gumbo. British food.
British food. Good British food like gumbo.
It's
yeah.
an you see oxymoron. Me, good British food.
Yeah.
You see me laughing, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay. No, Max Gumbo Johnson, the Cajun flair, as we like to call him. He's flaring over there.
flaring.
One last person. Every week he's here.
Yeah.
Why is he here? Because he produces the show. It's Adam the Bomb Rogers.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. How are you? Okay. Obviously, we've given you enough clues for the film in question, and that's what we do. Every week we cue up a film.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? We cue up a film. We're the Q Film Cast.
Yeah, every week.
What a quinky dink.
And you know who can help you with that? Ironically, is the Max.
I don't know, but I want to hear from that spotted dick over there. And that's
hey,
wait, isn't that a British?
That's a British thing.
That's British food.
Adam, right. Tonight you are the spotted dick. That's what we're gonna call it. No, maybe
I don't
not.
Like this.
Okay, let's talk about the film in question, Adam. This was your pick this week.
Yes. Right.
Last week you revealed it. This week you will establish it. What did we watch?
Oh, 2011's United.
Not United 93.
No, United 93 with David Tennant.
Doctor Who, right? He was one of the Doctor Who's?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
I think of Fright Night.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Was he in Fright Night?
The new one.
He
was great in that.
The remake.
Yeah.
Best part of that one. Yeah, okay, so we watched United. I did. Max, did you?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. Yeah.
Savage?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Saw it.
All right, let's get into it, guys. And we have some things to talk about. We're talking about the 2011 made-for-British TV film, United. About the untimely plane crash of the 1958 Manchester United footballers.
Yeah.
I'll get into a little bit of why I have a little bit of a lean into this film. Okay. I knew about this story many, many times. I've heard very interesting takes on it from people that actually live in Manchester.
All right.
I kind of came in hot to this one.
All right.
I was very anxious to see an interpretation of what I've had in my ear for a long time.
Gotcha.
But yeah, let's do it, man. I had a pretty good week too, Savage. You want to know why I had a good week?
Yeah. How was your week?
Well, I had a pretty good week. You know what? At no time, and I always like to tell you how my week was.
Yes.
Y'all are so clever at this. Yeah. Just letting y'all know.
You know what? At no time this week, Savage, did I have to sit next to someone on a plane who was smoking a pipe?
Really?
That would be preferable.
Well, your wife is a travel agent. She can make those arrangements for you.
Also, you can't smoke on planes anymore.
Oh, yeah. There's that. Unless it's a private plane.
Or they brought their own crack pipe or something.
Yeah, I didn't have to fake an ankle injury.
Really?
Didn't have to do that.
You wanted to, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did want to, yeah. And I can't really remember why the rest of the week was great. I wasn't yelled at by a Yugoslavian man.
That's good. You didn't have to bring your own food on your trip.
Didn't have to bring my own food on my trip.
You didn't have to spend months in the hospital with a tube up your nose.
No. I'm trying to think why else. Anyway, we'll get into why my week is. There's a clue. Okay.
There's a clue.
Little lead in. Right. Little piece of anticipation,
sure.
As we like to say. Actually, we don't like to say it. It's the first time I ever said it.
In synchronicity.
In synchronicity. Why did you say in synchronicity?
Because you hadn't said it.
Oh, right. Oh, see, I didn't say it last episode either. I was trying to behave for you.
That's okay.
Oh, behave. All right, here we go, guys. 2011 made for British TV film, United Adams. Selection. We all watched it, and let's talk about what it is. This film does star, once again, David Tennant. I like David Tennant.
Yeah, he's good.
It's amazing.
Did you see the new Fright Night?
No, I've not seen that.
He's so good in that movie.
Yeah, no, he's good.
He's good in Doctor Who, too.
Yeah, I've not seen the Doctor Who stuff, but stars Jack O'Connell, 300 and Rise of the Empire. Who is he? Jack O'Connell. Okay, I don't know him other than this film. Sam Claflin, Snow White and the Huntsman. Yeah, I know who he is.
Wow, these guys have been in some killer movies.
Pirates of the Caribbean and Mockingjay, too, as well.
Okay, how about Dougray Scott? He was
Dougray.
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 He's been
is it
in
Doug Ray? Like Doug Douglas Ray. Raymond?
Doug
no,
Ray.
It's Dougray.
It's Dougray.
What was he in?
He was in M12?
MIT.
No, no, I'm sorry.
Mission Impossible 2.
M12. That's what M12? It looks like. No, MI2. I'm sorry.
I've seen M. I didn't know they made 11 more.
I wrote down M12. Sorry. Mission Impossible 2. Dean Andrews. Oh, Ashes to Ashes. You ever watch it? Lisa made me watch that.
Yeah, no. Doug Ray Scott's legit, man.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Well, Dean Andrews is legit. You should watch Ashes to Ashes on Netflix, Max. You'd like it.
What is that is?
It's a TV show, British TV show, about the girl who dies and she comes back reincarnated. In the 80s, as she's a child.
Not watching that.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
It's actually pretty interesting. Yeah, this inspires something, don't they all?
They always,
always
do.
What did this inspire, producer? Since it's your pick, I want you to tell me what this film inspired for a time.
Catastrophes and movies.
Catastrophes and movies.
Okay.
Catastrophic moments. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right, so let's get into this, guys.
Sure.
Once again, United. And that may not mean a whole lot here, but I tell you something. There isn't a fan base more devoted or ravenous worldwide is the Manchester United. And I relate to ravenous fan bases.
Yeah.
So if you've seen this film, which I think a lot of people in the UK certainly probably have, or are certainly familiar with the source material.
Right.
You keep listening. See if you agree or disagree. If not, you keep listening to see if you may want to cue it up yourself or cue it up again, Max.
Mm.
Directed by John Strong.
Ooh, I didn't know he did this. It's James Strong, by the way.
Is it? What did I put John Strong down?
I don't know.
It's his nickname. It's his nickname, John Strong.
Did I really put, is it James Strong?
It's James Strong.
Oh, whatever. I don't know. I thought I put something else down for him. All right, James Strong. Yeah, let's talk about IMDb and what this film came in with the critics.
All right.
I'm going to go to the illustrious Max Gumbo Johnson.
All right.
I want you to tell me IMDb, something point something, Max. We're talking about United 2011. Well, go. What you got?
IMDb, 6.
6.
Go metric,
six.
Though. It's
okay,
metric.
6.1.
I was going to say, make it official. Something. It has to be something, point something, damn it.
6.0.
6.0. No, 7.5.
Oh,
Max.
Look at that. Look at that. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Really?
James Hard Sub Savage, yeah. What are you going to go with on Rotten Tomatoes? We're talking something percentage-wise, and there wasn't one for critics.
Really?
Very strange.
Well, it was made
that
for TV.
Strange.
Yeah, it was made for TV, I do believe, so that's why. So users, I guess, on Rotten Tomatoes, what do you think they gave this?
Well, I guess if that's the IMDb and it's still users.
Something percentage-wise.
Yeah. Let's keep around the same thing. 72%?
71%.
Oh, well, look at that. Look at that.
Jolly good. Jolly good show.
Jolly good. Oh, puff my pipe.
He did chew. He chomped on that pipe.
Oh, that got so on my nerves.
Didn't you? I wanted to smoke a pipe.
Who did that? Just keep going.
Max, he's British. Come on.
I don't care. You still smoke a pipe the same way.
I don't care. Let me tell you something. If I'm British, I'm wearing a tweed jacket, and I'm smoking a pipe all day long.
There you go. There
and
you
I'm
go.
Eating spotted dick, whatever that is. All right, let's talk about what this film is. Here's what you have, okay? Obviously, historical piece. This did happen, actual true events. And I don't care what you're a fan of, what your team is. Think about if that happened to your team. Just think about that, okay? Yeah. This was a cataclysmic event in the world of sports. I've heard about it many times. But here's what you have. United is a British television film directed by James Strong, not John Strong, written by Chris Chibnall.
Chibnall.
It is based on the true story of Manchester United's Busby Babes and the aftermath of the 1958 Munich air disaster, with the film's events taking place between August 1956 and May 1958. In particular, the film focuses on the experiences of assistant manager Jimmy Murphy, played by David Tennant, and Bobby Charlton, played by Jack O'Connell. Largely filmed around the northeast of England, the film was first broadcast on April 24, 2011, on BBC and BBC HD. I don't know why that's important. It was also
BBC
on BBC
One,
HD.
BBC Two,
okay.
BBC HD.
But it's being sold internationally as a theatrical picture by Content Media Group. The series gained a 14.3% rating in its time slot and was generally well received by television critics.
All right.
Let's get into a trailer, guys, right here. Here's a piece of it. We're talking about United. We're talking about the 1958 disaster that took out the footballers of that time. So here's a trailer of the film based on it, United. We'll come back and tell you what we thought of this one.
Old Trafford. Over there, there's the Joiners, the Dockers. Nothing in common until they're here. We are their pride.
What more do I need to do to get into the team?
It's a struggle to get in the team. It's a struggle to stay in. Time will come.
Right now, this club owes Mr. Bobby Charlton exactly nothing.
Come on, I want to see you.
You're playing tomorrow.
I won't let you down, I promise.
I hope not.
Manchester! 2 goals on your debut and call that showing off!
I bet there's plenty of girls would like you.
Don't tell them you're a footballer. Maximum playing wage is £15 a week.
In the quarterfinals of the European Cup, the mighty Reds now face an away tie against Red Star Belgrade.
League rules require you to be back in England.
You're chartering a private plane.
This is how movie stars live, lads.
The plane's crashed. We don't know who's alive.
So far, we know there are 23 survivors.
Finest soccer team Britain has produced.
Manchester United have made friends all over Europe.
The old country loved these lads. We didn't realise it till now.
We're going to shut down Manchester United Football Club.
I know those lads better than anyone. I found them. They repaid this club with their skill and their passion, and now their lives. It's not about their memory, it's about showing who we are to the world. Because how we are in the future will be founded on how we behave today.
Q Filmcast back again, and there's a trailer from the film, the made-for-TV film that we have not done ever before.
No, we haven't. Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the way that felt. Why not do that?
Really?
Why not do it? Why not do a made-for-TV film?
I can think of a couple of good made-for-TV movies.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we should do that once in a while. But this is one of them. We're talking about United.
Right.
And let's talk about some things about this film, facts and figures and trivia-wise, Max.
All right. Let's talk about that.
Did you know, Max Gumbo Johnson, the film was produced by World Productions with a budget of £2 million. Wait a minute.
£2 million.
Sounds about right.
No. Sorry, I meant £2 million.
Oh, okay.
In writing a script, it's Freudian something or other. I put £2 million. A budget of £2 million. In writing a script, Chris Chibnall drew on first-hand interviews with the survivors and their families. Obviously, he would. Well, 1958. Everybody's old now.
Yeah. You can get them.
Everybody's old now.
Might as well talk to them.
It was shot in November and December in 2010 in the north of England, including the Tyneside Cinema, okay, Tyneside Metro Station. I guess they're in Tyneside. Newcastle Civic Center and the Assembly Rooms. Brutton Park and Carsdale doubled for the inside of Old Trafford. I would love to go to Old Trafford one time, though.
Me too.
My buddy Adam's invited me there to watch a Manchester. Yeah. I mean, that would be an intense, just to be there one time, But the crash scene. In the movie, Max, you ready for this? The crash scene was shot on a military base in Newcastle. And this is kind of interesting. No, the other one's interesting. Sorry.
I'll read that one.
I'll read this one. The next one's sort of interesting. I'm sorry. This one. In recreating the crash, Jack O'Connell stated that it had a dreamlike quality, stating it had a lethargic feel that didn't necessarily seem like reality. There were some people sitting in seats without a scratch on them, dead. Others without a scratch on them alive. some with terrible injuries and some were dead. It was an emotional part of the shoot. Here's the part I thought was interesting.
Oh.
Did you know, and I say this to all of you, Sandy Busby, the son of Matt Busby, said he thought the film was very poorly done, stating that he was disappointed that the Busby family hadn't been contacted about the film. He sounds more bitter.
Yeah, right.
He went on to state that he was disgusted with the portrayal of his father. Huh? No one was disgusting in this film. And critical about the omission of some players from the film, saying, why didn't they include the other players that died and were injured in the crash? If I was one of the family, I would be very upset. In particular, he criticized the film's portrayal of his father, which he thought made him look like a gangster.
Maybe. Thought he resembled more of Dracula.
Yeah, what? He did. He sounded Dracula. Russian. He was Russian, if anything.
Yeah.
I was disgusted by the portrayal of my father. He had this camel coat on and a fedora, and all through the film, he was never seen in a tracksuit. He was known as probably the first tracksuit manager at the time. I was disgusted, and he slammed his foot, his fist down on the table like that, like I just did.
How dare you not show my father in a tracksuit? Don't you know he was the first tracksuit coach?
I thought that was interesting. I mean, he was really pissed off about this tracksuit situation. Yeah.
Or I share his pissed offness, not at the tracksuit thing.
You know what? To hell with it. We haven't talked about what the currency is going to be.
Right.
It's going to be tracksuits.
Oh.
Can we just do 1 to 10 tracksuits?
Why not? We're there.
I think it just leads in. We're doing, you know, in honor of this guy who was pissed off at the lack of tracksuits.
Okay.
We're going to give him tracksuits.
Well, David Tennant rocked his tracksuit. No,
he did.
Yeah.
In his slick back hair, in his buggy eyes.
Yeah, he's David Tennant.
I do like David Tennant a lot, but let's go to Adam. Adam.
Yes.
You killed this film. I don't think you'd watched this film yet.
I've not seen this until the other day.
Okay, I thought you said just not seen it. I'm like, really? Like,
what? You made us watch it.
All right, Adam, let's talk about United. Let's talk about tracksuits. I like that. I like how that just kind of came naturally, Max.
Okay.
You know what that is? That was not a catastrophe.
No.
That was not.
Happened in synchronicity.
Yep.
All right, Adam, how many you give this film, tracksuits?
First of all, I'm going to say I am a major Manchester United supporter. That's the reason I picked this, and I love the fact that they beat Manchester City the other day.
Yep.
It was a great game. And
they're matches, they're not games.
Yeah. You know, I'm just used to that.
And we're very well aware that you're an Athletic supporter.
Yes.
You didn't have to state that, but go ahead.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought this was a good film, especially when I found out it was a made-for-TV film. I didn't realize it until after I watched it. I was like, wow, if I wish Lifetime would make films like this. And
I'm not even going to say.
No, go ahead. I think he's onto something.
Even as a Manchester United supporter, I went through the film as a critic, not as a supporter, and still loved it, and I give it an 8.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
That's okay. That's all right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to first go to Savage. I'm going to arc this out. But 8,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a story I think needs to be told. Why not?
Yeah.
Savage, go ahead. We're talking about the TV film, made-for-TV film, so keep that in mind, too.
No, absolutely.
The budgetary restraints.
Absolutely.
And Adam brings a little bit of credence to that angle.
Sure, go ahead.
What do you got for this?
Sure. I didn't know what it was going into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of these sports tragedy movies. I mean, that's kind of a genre. I mean, and I always wonder how to rate these real-life things because you don't want to belittle what the occurrence is. You know, you got to rate it as a film.
Yeah.
And as a film, it is very clearly made for television. And then if you don't care about soccer, football, if you don't care about football, then it doesn't matter. And so the personal tragedy that kind of had a problem with, I could take it or leave it, so I'll give it a 5.
Okay. Didn't hate it. I mean,
no,
I
didn't hate it because you know
it really happened. Yeah.
It really happened. And but if you're going in looking for something, you'll find something. But if you're not, you know, it's not necessarily a waste of an hour and a half of your time.
Well, you know, I mean, if it's something that's of interest to you, I mean,
absolutely.
If it's history that coincides with your life and things that are important to you, watch it. I mean, if you haven't seen it, right?
No, yeah, absolutely. And David Tennant's good. I mean, Doug Ray Scott. I mean, there's some good players in here. There's something.
And they probably have an emotional tie-in. I mean, they're
probably very
well aware of.
Oh, sure.
And I felt like they wanted to bring respect, if anything, to it. You know, I mean, they could have used more than 2 pounds. let me tell you what I think real quick, okay? I'm sorry, Max.
I don't care. No. You can go ahead and do your spiel. I don't care.
I want to go to – but let's go over to Max Gumbo Johnson. I don't want to do any spiel now. Max, I want you to tell me what you think of this film. I can't wait.
Two tracksuits. This was an awful, awful movie that missed the mark on every beat.
Is it just because you don't like soccer?
No. Nope. has nothing to do with it. A great sports movie is a great sports movie. It's a great drama, period. It shouldn't matter if I like soccer or not. I've seen Victory when I was a kid. I saw it 15 times. I love that movie.
Victoire.
Love that movie. You still remember that. When's the last time you saw it? But you remember that?
Yeah.
That was a great movie. I don't like soccer.
Yeah.
But that was a great movie.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily like a bunch of sports. I went and saw Red Army the other day, a documentary. Not a big hockey fan. Love that movie.
Yeah.
This movie stunk.
It's a made-for-TV fan. A TV film.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Duel was a made-for-TV movie. That was a fantastic movie.
All right, let me tell you what I think. I think I'm kind of agreeing with all of you in a way. it just depends on how I want to look at it. I had a hard time with this one because I can't hate it because it's like, how do you hate a child that doesn't know any better? It's like, you know, like he slams your foot in the door, but it's just a kid. You know? It's like
Mr. Strong don't know how to make movies.
Let me just say what it is.
Okay.
Here's what I thought. Here's what I wrote down. United, the story of the tragic plane crash that claimed the lives of 28 Manchester United footballers in 1958, was a film that I generally wanted to see. I genuinely did want to see this. Much of my anticipation came, as I stated, from hearing from my friend, my British friend, who's from there, telling me the story of this. I mean, he told me a lot about what the backstory here and the emotional tie-ins. You know how the city fans sometimes heartlessly mock or harass the Manchester United fans and how they feel about this tragedy to this day. So I can dig it. You know, I wanted to see this movie, wanted to put a backdrop to what I sort of had a handle on. And I'm not going to hate on this film, Max. I'm not going to hate on it. I'll tell you why.
You leave that to me.
I will. Is it spectacular? No. Is it groundbreaking? Nope. But it's kind of respectful in a lot of ways. There's a few things that I actually liked about this, especially from the standpoint that the makers of this thing knew exactly where the boundaries were. We don't have the time or the budget to put together any legitimate game sequences, so we ain't even going to try. And I thought, I'm okay with that. They knew what they had to do.
I think great with how they didn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like there was enough restraint. Everybody knew that, okay, it's like, we got a budget. We're going to do the best with the little pieces that we have.
Right.
I think everybody kept their eye on the ball. I actually think it turned out a little bit better than what it could have. It's because it's lean on a lot of stuff.
Yes.
What it does use to its credit are some pretty good performances. David Tennant, I think everybody really brought some good respectable delivery to the role. I thought the camera was pretty. I mean, most of the scenes are very straightforward, almost off the rack. That did annoy me. But it's like you were looking at postcards. Every scene had this big postcard introduction of, here's something pretty to look at. But also very standard. You know what? I would describe this as one of the best Hallmark movies I've seen in a while. It's like a Hallmark Channel film. Okay. You know what I'm talking about, Max? It's a Hallmark Channel movie.
Exactly what I was thinking the entire time I was watching it.
You know, I would say that most of the emotional strings, once again, are probably not built for everybody. But I think that they serviced the audience that it is built for. And that's the fan of the Manchester United Legion. I understand the passion and community of sport. My God, can you see my face right now? Look at my face. I got a playoff beard.
Look like Grizzly Adams over there.
So I get why the movie should. I think the movie should exist. I get it. The one thing I do respect about soccer is the passion of the fans.
Sure.
I would love to go to Old Trafford one day. The same passion exists in the NHL as well. It's just different. You feel it. These aren't weekly events put down to pick up and swim with the stream. It's not collegiate. These really are passionate fans about something, you know, so I dig that. But once again, it is a Hallmark film. I'm going to give it a six.
All right.
The performances were enough for me. It felt like candy. It was pretty at times. I don't know.
That's a 21.
Wow.
I'm going to give it a six. I didn't really hate it.
All right.
I did.
I know you did. How about if we stop right here and we go into a bit of the film? Want to listen to a piece of the film?
Let's go into a commercial for United.
Let's set the tone right now. Play United commercial.
Right.
Fly the friendly skies. No, we're not.
This weekend on the BBC 4, United.
You know what I want to hear? I want to hear some of these performances. What are you laughing at so much for? I was doing a great segue, trying to bring some respect to this Hallmark film. It's not a bad film. Listen,
it's a bad film.
It's not. It's not
bad. I
hate
you all.
I enjoyed certain aspects of this, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Here's a piece of it. We're going to come back, tell you some of the scenes and what we liked, what Max didn't like, and again, what Max didn't like. So here you go.
Old Trafford. This pitch sits in the middle of the largest industrial estate in the country. Over there, that's where the cotton boys start. There's the joiners, the dockers, the millers. Nothing in common until they're here. We are their pride. At the end of the week, we set the world to rights for them. At least till Sunday morning. And we owe them the best. Now, you want to play in front of them? Me and Mr. Busby need to know you'll give us the best in front of these 80,000, 3 o'clock on a Saturday. But right now, this ground, this club, owes Mr. Bobby Charlton exactly nothing. Now, are you going to bleat or work? Because that's what separates those who make it from those who don't.
I'm going to work.
We're doing great things, Bobby. It's all year for you, I promise.
All right, we're back. There you go. There's a piece of United, the 2011 film that we're talking about. Actually, made for TV film. They said it was released again as a theatrical release.
Yeah. Probably. They probably tried to sell it overseas as a theatrical film.
My question to you. If this was a made-for-TV film, was it like a one-night affair? They break it up into three chunks?
Oh, God, I can't imagine
no,
that.
No, they just took out the commercials.
It's only 90 minutes, 95 minutes long. Yeah.
It was probably a two-hour thing on BBC, and they just took out the commercials.
Yeah, probably so. Okay. Yeah. All right, so there you go. That's the film. Now, let's talk about what we did and didn't. I got into my deal. You know what I thought about
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adam, what did you like about the film?
I thought the acting was great, especially David Tennant, obviously. I thought the opening was fantastic.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That opening was pretty tough.
I mean, you see the snow, and then all of a sudden, you just see the blood trickling through there. That was amazing.
I thought it was a mountain range for a minute. I thought it was really high up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was, like, real low to the ground. Yeah.
And I thought, and as y'all brought up, the radio coverage during the soccer games, I'm glad they didn't show any of the soccer matches.
I'm glad they didn't take the bait.
Yeah. And I'm glad that they went through and just played old radio announcements, and then all of a sudden, there's the score. I thought that was genius, honestly.
Well, I respected him for it because they once again didn't take the bait. I think they knew that. Leave that alone.
Well, they knew what they had the money for. I mean, that's a decision, and it's like, okay, we can cover it with this, and you can say it's an artistic decision. But if they would have had £200 million, maybe they would have showed the game.
Well, these soccer hooligans, though, they take that seriously. You can't go out there and put out a crap exposition on how the game is played. They don't want to see that. Either do it right or don't do it.
Well, that's just too bad. I mean, I'm a boxing fan. I still like Rocky, even though those fights were just incredibly unbelievable. It's not going to happen.
Right. Cobra!
All right. But I love Rocky,
and
I love boxing.
Yeah.
Totally false. Was Rocky a good movie? Fantastic movie.
Yeah.
This failed on every level.
Tell me why. Tell me some more. Go ahead, Adam.
Well, I thought it was emotional, too, as well.
It was... yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of death and people feeling sorry about people dying.
I mean, it was emotional, but I don't know if it was heavy emotional.
Yeah, I didn't like the fact of him, of the main character, just backing away from the team, and then all of a sudden, I'm back! I didn't care for that very much.
Is that what happened?
The player or the coach?
The player. Okay. The coach was there all the time.
Charlton, the kid.
The kid,
Yeah.
Max.
And Tennant always had that passion.
Sure
Tennant was great. The more I think about it,
he held
was
it together. Man.
Think about this movie without him. I'm down there wallering in the two with Max.
Yeah.
Max, go. You wallered
in the two.
Tennant didn't do it for you. The pretty camera work didn't do it for you.
I thought the acting was fine. Camera work was fine. It was a fairly serviceable movie. Nothing wrong there. But here's the problem. You want to make a movie about this tragic event that happened to the Manchester United Football Club back in 58. So you spend, it was 95 minutes long. You spend 75 minutes of that getting to know the players a little bit, getting to know what they went through, blah, 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 blah. They went to Germany. Then they got on the plane. Then they crashed. Then 28 of them died. Then they stayed in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh. 20 minutes in, there's the story I want to see.
He has
the 20-minute mark to the end of the movie. How do you go forward and rebuild this team? There's your drama. There's the story you should have been telling from the get-go.
Boy, he's right. They did spend too much time in the hospital.
They did.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was the movie. That's the dramatic core of the entire tragedy. It was people love the team. Yes, they were devastated when this happened.
Yeah.
That should have been 20 minutes of the movie. 75 minutes should have been, how do we get back and rebuild this team? And look what they did.
Yeah.
In 6 weeks, maybe?
Yeah.
And they almost got to the championship.
They got to the championship.
Won it. Yeah. No, that's the drama. That's the story I want to see.
They had points before all that. They were not that good of a team afterwards, unfortunately.
Okay, that's this movie I want to see.
But it wasn't an epic comeback where they win the championship. It yeah. was okay. the emotional impact
Rocky
of
wasn't
what happened.
A, Rocky
this.
Wasn't an epic resource where he comes back and wins the round, no. Wins the final round. He loses.
Yeah.
But the whole you can parallel any sports movie to any sports movie to any sports movie, and if it's good, there's good drama. I don't care what the sport is. You know, if you got good characters that you can root for and you can get behind, you've got a pretty decent shot at making a good movie. This was dead in the water because we knew all these guys were going to die. Yeah. We knew they were going to die. So it's like, how much investment can I put in these characters? I know they're going to die. And it's a pretty boring story. Not that the tragedy itself is not interesting and
or
what,
engaging
what,
or
what they went through, yeah. but I don't need to see that played out for 70 minutes when yeah. the real story is, how do they rebuild this team and keep on going and get to the championship game? That's your story.
Well,
that's what the movie should have been about.
No, that's yeah. more of a Hollywood story, but yeah. I think what this
no,
story,
it's a dramatic no, story. No, that's where the drama is.
Yeah,
this
no.
is more of the emotional impact of the...
It should have been, Adam. It wasn't enough. And that's,
it stunk. Well, it was boring and tiresome and just...
I
was roped.
I understand. Okay. I understand. I think what you're saying, and I didn't pick it up until you're just describing the thing. But I think what this is a story more about the loss, not the rebuild. This is the tragedy,
and that's my point exactly.
You know, and maybe it wasn't handled as well as it should have been, but I think they're not concerned about what came after. That's almost a side note.
They should have been.
Because they didn't make it. I think if they had won that championship, the story would have been,
yeah.
how did we come back and
it
win the championship?
Yeah, but still, Max...
This story is yeah. about the loss. This is about what we lost or
but,
what
but
they lost.
On, but hold on. Yeah. Every story hinges on what? It hinges on drama. There has yeah. to be conflict. There has to be something that you've got to get behind to get interested.
Right.
75 minutes of learning... stuff about characters and their lives, only to know that they're going to die in a
which
tragic
you knew
plane
already.
Yeah.
yeah,
you knew it already.
Yeah,
the story is what happens after that. That's what I wanted to see.
You know, that's a more interesting story.
Yeah, Savage, he has a point because yeah. the fact that at the end of the movie, I felt a bit of that. Although I did like things about the film, I felt the same thing he thought. I thought, okay, well, I feel like it's ending in the middle of what I want to look at.
Yeah,
you know, I felt like it's like someone took my meal halfway through the meal. Took my plate away.
Right.
You know, that's kind of what I'm talking about. I'm in line with him on that.
No,
I think the story should
too.
Have been more about the coming back. I wanted to be a champion of Manchester. I want to see Nashville, Manchester.
Nantucket.
At the end, I wanted to be Manchester's story
yeah.
more. I want it to be more about the effect it had on the city and what it got from this, and it didn't really give me that.
Yeah, and even there's a line in it that says as much. It's like, this isn't about, I mean, what David Tennant's like his big speech, this isn't about what we lost, this is about how we can come back. It shows our resilience.
That was my favorite scene in the whole movie.
My yeah. favorite scene,
my
too.
My favorite yeah. scene in the entire movie. I was like, oh, there's your dramatic core.
Exactly.
There's your story. That's the story I want to see.
And that probably should have happened
and
in
it rushed.
Minutes.
They might as well have made a montage. They might as well have made a 10-minute montage and yeah. been finished with the movie.
So you say that's your favorite scene in the film?
Oh, where he just says, no, we're not closing this club. You know how much trouble it took us to get this club up to where it is
yeah.
now and where it's going?
Yeah.
There's no way you're closing it. You're giving me the 3 weeks or whatever. I'll
right.
get it done.
Yeah. yeah.
Yeah, that was the best. That was the most, not only the most dramatic scene, but there's your setting.
Yeah.
That sets up an entire movie.
It's yeah. funny. That's my
and
favorite.
And they completely drop the ball.
He says, this isn't about our grief. It's about showing everyone who we are. And I thought, okay, that could be the tag on the poster.
Yeah.
You could put United. This isn't about the grief. It's about who they were. And I thought, okay, that's the film. But it didn't
but
end
not.
Up being that.
The film is about the grief.
And that's the
yeah.
problem.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
grief, no offense to anybody that was involved in this or was affected by this.
Yeah.
But the grief of these people that we don't know.
Right.
I don't know these people. It's boring. It's boring. It's lifeless.
It's not.
It has no emotional impact whatsoever. It does. It really
okay.
doesn't. Like the only one time the woman says, he's not dead. He's not dead. And you're sitting there going, like, yeah, he's dead. How much can you play that up for drama? You
yeah.
can't.
Yeah.
You can only stretch something like that so far.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite emotional part, though, as far as my felt emotion, was when he's coming in happy. And the receptionist tells,
yeah.
and just the look on his face, the color draining from his face as he's finding out about the plane crash.
Yeah,
to me, that was the most effective
use
of emotion.
Well done.
But then take charge immediately. I mean, he immediately took charge.
Oh,
too.
he was ballsy. He had it. He had it by the balls. Adam, what did you like most about this film? Like you said, a few things.
Well, yeah.
What's your favorite scene?
What's
your favorite scene?
I kind of have a couple of favorite scenes, but they all evolve around David Tennant. The first pump up scene where they come in and he's like, "Where are you from? Where are you from? Yeah. Where are you from?"
That was great.
That was great.
Yeah.
The part where he comes in where he's in the room with all the caskets. He just walks in by himself and you just see him laying out.
That was a good shot.
That was a powerful scene, I thought.
He carried the emotional burden.
Yeah.
And shut then, up, you South London song! Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, if you want to go back to that.
I'm sorry, I had to look through my notes real quick, but I had to say that. I made a note to myself to say that once during this recording. Shut up, you South London song!
That's twice.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry, yeah, Adam, go ahead.
That, the casket scene, definitely. Oh my God, that was so powerful of a scene, him walking in.
That kid crying like that.
Oh my God. And then the scene where he, like I said, where y'all were talking about, where he comes in and is talking about it's not about the grief. Yeah. And like y'all did mention as well, the one thing I hated about this movie was the stupid pipe smoker. That was annoying.
That was annoying.
There were a couple things that made me go, why did you do that? Like for the one part where there was that a bit, but he's in Germany. He goes, "Well, jolly ho, why does this tea taste so awful?" "Well, you bloke, it's coffee."
It's coffee. It's
I'm like, he went, "Oh."
Really? You don't know the difference between coffee and tea?
I mean, come on. Why do you got to put that in? Oh, because British people love coffee. I mean, I love tea. I don't understand that.
I guess Germans love coffee. And yeah, David Hasselhoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Max, talk a bit more about what's the least favorite scene in this film, Max, for you?
The least favorite scene?
Yeah, let's talk about least favorite scene since that's what you're hot on.
God, I don't know. Almost everything leading up to the plane crash. I thought that. Let me give it a little bit of credit here. That plane crash was done really, really well. I thought that was completely effective.
The inside cabin stuff.
Yeah, when they're in the cabin,
especially the outside
for 2 pounds.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do a movie like this on a budget, and you've really got get creative on how you do some of these special, quote unquote, special effects shots. It's not really a special effects shot, but you've got to make it. You've got to make it come across as, okay, these guys are really in trouble. Something's not right here.
Yeah.
And that constant thing with the cards bouncing off the deck, off the table, and then the bottle of vodka dropping down. I thought that was really well done. Not enough to move me up to a 3, but it was well done. It was well handled. Other than that,
you got nothing.
I mean, it was. You say a Hallmark movie?
Yeah.
I'd go Lifetime.
Yeah.
I would go Lifetime, hackneyed, cliched,
really
everything on it. Yeah,
all you needed was Judith Light, and maybe Will,
and Meredith Baxter.
Baxter Burney. If it's on Hallmark, you need Wilford Brimley,
or Annie Potts.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, you know what I'm talking about.
She's in all of them,
right? Every single one of them.
Yeah.
They should remake this movie with Annie Potts in David Tennant's role.
No.
Yeah.
a soccer league of their own.
Oh God.
Soccer league.
Yeah,
own.
The content
this is
serious.
Sacrilege. I'm out.
Yeah, listen, the content is serious, but we're actually having fun talking about it. Yeah. But I'm back with you on the plane. A Savage back me up on that. I think we all agreed with that because I thought to myself, and you mentioned this, creativity. I felt like they sat around kind of scratching their head going, we only have so much money. Nigel, how can we make this effective? Yeah. And they did. Well, I mean, they did. They took a little bit, stretched it out, and made something that was fairly effective.
No, there's certainly some of that. I mean, it's and some of the acting was really top notch, and then some of the interaction was really top notch. I think the football league guy, I think he was menacing enough to intimidate, and it shows what Busby was willing to do with his team that he believed in to put him in the European, you know, league.
Yeah.
Even though at the cost of the football association, the football league in Europe, whatever, or England, the interior scene of the plane was really well done. But the problem is when you open with the lead, like, because you know there's a crash.
Yeah, I mean, it opens that way.
And the thing is with this subject matter, because, you know, I'm not a soccer fan and I'm not British, but I think there's a sacredness to this story to a whole country and
sure.
a culture.
Yeah, sure.
And so they're already invested in this. They know how it turns out. So maybe they want to know this story. And my thing is like, okay, if you're going to tell this sacred story, why do it on the cheap? Well, we got some money to do it. Let's tell this story. Well, how about wait till you have a little more money?
Has there been any other stories told of this story here? Any other movies?
Not that I'm aware of.
This is the only representation in film of this story.
I know there's some documentaries out there.
Okay. Well,
the documentary is probably way better.
I would really, well, I would really rather watch a documentary about this than this.
It's probably more effective.
Overly fictionalized, dramatized.
You know, because once you do that terrible, terrible CGI of the plane, the exterior plane where it's skidding down. I mean, that's.
I didn't think that was that bad. Actually,
it was bad, man. That's like sci-fi bad.
It wasn't that bad.
And you didn't complain
about the cast from Let the Right One In.
Well, come on, man. That's. Different level. And yes, we all complained about the cats from Let the Right One.
But like Matt said, I would have kept it too.
Yeah, no, but it's there's some good stuff in here too. David Tennant's solid. There's enough feeling. There's that scene where he approaches the two cops with the coffins in the locker room.
Yeah.
And the two cops, and one was the cop that I guess had stopped the other guy. I think they brought him back around.
What do you mean?
The new guy who's like his.
Oh, yeah. The two cops who said, yeah.
His first match. Yep. He's like, I'm for the team. Sure. And I'm the king of England. You know, whatever.
Yeah, that whole thing. Yeah.
But it was that cop. I thought that was strangely profound. Those two guys like, no, sir, we've got this now. I mean, we'll stand watch.
It
now.
Tied the community together. Again.
Exactly.
All in it together.
That's a good way to say it.
And I did like the scene where they took him out in front of Old Trafford and he said, you know, if you look to the east, you see the steel mills. If you look to the west, you see the shopkeepers. But for one day a week, we all come here together. We make something right.
That was a little saccharine, man.
Okay, a little saccharine. But they put it in there.
Yeah.
It's an idea that,
make it less true.
It's an idea that this is a place where the community comes together.
But see,
they addressed it.
Here's the problem with that. We already knew that.
Yeah, we did.
We knew that already. Yeah. If you want to give that speech, give it. Give it 15 minutes into the movie when the guys are dead and you're rebuilding the team. We know the story behind, you know, how they came out of nothing and really fought to build this club. You don't need to rehash that and tell us how special they were to everyone. We know it already.
Maybe that's why the tragedy is probably better told in a documentary.
No, let's pick another movie, Apollo 13. We all know what's going to happen.
Right.
We know they make it back.
Right.
Good point.
But, man, that was a tension-filled movie because it was about how they got back. It was about everything they went through to get back.
Right.
That's the template this movie should have followed.
And they had 200 million pounds.
It doesn't matter. A story.
It matters.
No, it doesn't.
Man, it matters.
Oh, so you're telling me if they'd have had more special effects and explosions, it'd have been a better movie?
You don't need.
Yeah. Look, we just reviewed shit.
Well, they used stock footage in Apollo 13. So, they could have done that with
Manchester United.
So you're going to go down?
So in other words, you're excusing them for having a boring, non-dramatic story because they didn't have any money.
No, y'all were talking about the money and special effects, but this United film.
I totally agree with Max. Why would you need more money?
You don't need more money to do that.
Because the real heart of the story, the real meat of the drama is how did they scramble back and bring the community back?
It doesn't cost any more money.
Why would they
to
cost
film
more
some
money?
Guys out on a soccer field practicing and fighting and getting bloody and dirty?
That's
to
different
get better.
Story.
That's the story that should have been told.
Well, you're talking about a different story.
Well, this story was boring.
Listen. Max is selling me. I think there's something in my hoof here that's bothered me.
Yeah.
And I think it's the fact that I didn't get the story I thought I was going to get. And I think Max...
I didn't get it either. I was totally...
But it's a different story.
It's about the
That doesn't
grief
mean it's good.
That the players went through.
I'm not saying that it's not, man. I'm just saying you're talking about a different story.
Okay.
Other than this story. We're talking about this story.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about this story. Max, you made your point. I'm on board with you. I got it. But one thing I want to bring home to you, I want to pose a question to you. We haven't talked about this. Yeah. There's another actor in this movie other than David Tennant.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked about him yet.
Doug Gray Scott.
Kate Ashfield.
Yeah.
Doug Ray Scott, you could hardly understand him. It was terrible.
The guy that played Bobby. Those two roles. Max, what did you think of the acting? They were. Doug Ray Scott was really over.
Was he the guy that said it's all my fault? It was wrong.
Yeah.
I could hardly understand.
I'm in an accident.
He came across as like a mafia boss.
He really did.
I was like, what is this?
You see why his son's pissed?
And then, that's the guy whose son is pissed? Yeah, I see why he's pissed.
Unless he was really like that.
And then he comes in with that cane, and he's like, I'm going to go in without the cane. And he goes in and he dresses the team for 30 seconds, and then he leaves. What was that?
He was emotional.
Yeah.
He forgot his tracksuit.
And he didn't know any of them.
He knew two of them.
Right.
But I got two of them.
I was thinking to myself, watching that, okay, he's really playing that up. He's playing that accent and that look hard.
Yeah.
And he was good at it, but did the director just say, okay, do what you want to do, let her rip, Why did they make it so thick? Like
I don't
that?
Know. I mean, maybe he did have a thick brogue or something. I mean, the actual guy. I don't know how he spoke. But
was he Russian? He
spent a little time. It says he has a really. He had a really thick Scottish accent.
He sounded Russian
Scottish
to me. I thought he was
accent.
Russian.
Yeah, he didn't sound Scottish at all.
So I want to ask Adam, are you sticking with an 8 on this thing?
Yes, I am, because I really thoroughly enjoyed this film.
Listen, he enjoyed it, man. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I'll stick with my 6. I could go 5. I'm going to stick with my 6 because you really made some good points.
Come on, come to the dark side.
I'm going to stick with 6 out of respect to the fans who are passionate about a sport.
I would like to know how many fans of Manchester United saw this and were like, what?
Probably a bunch.
I knew that happened. Tell me the story about the guys that came after them. That's the one I want to see.
Actually, I'll bet you a bunch.
I bet you there were tons of them. They were like, whoa, that's the guys I want to see. I want to see how these scrappers came up. Fought their way back up.
I also didn't care. I don't know if it seems so jolly ho and so off the rack. The Bobby's character, the main guy, Bobby.
Yeah, but kind of. But he also turned in like this real almost overly melodramatic after the thing. Like, okay, I get it that you're in shock, and he sold that very well. I thought, oh wow, he's really selling the shock thing. And,
yeah.
But 20 minutes? Come on, man. It's like, let it go. Oh, how could I ever play soccer again? It's
well,
just
that's
death.
What I brought up earlier.
What? No, what? Man. Just go ahead and play some soccer.
I remember distinctly
it took some
thinking.
Kids in the back alleyway.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
The kids in the back alleyway inspired
me. Found...
You okay, Max? Get inspired.
Sorry.
Hey, someone bring out a soccer kid. Inspire
right.
Max.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
Don't call it soccer.
What did you think of the emotional end where he turns around? He could see their images where the new That's soccer players
terrible.
Are.
Terrible.
Oh, that see was great. Oh.
That was terrible.
The pipe smoker.
That was the most cliched, predictable thing I could have put into the. It's almost as cliched as them showing pictures of the new players and saying he went on to do this, like the National Lampoon end. They were making fun of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like the American Graffiti sort of thing. I mean, come on.
But listen, let's get into it, guys. There we go. Let's get into our top three in a minute here. We're going to take a break. Play a clip from this thing. We're talking about United,
right.
The made-for-TV film about the 1958 disaster plane crash. It took out 28 lives, Manchester United. And we're going to come back, talk about our top three catastrophes in film.
I know those lads better than anyone. I found them. I nurtured them. I stood with them morning, noon, and night through pissing rain and gales and snow. They let me mold their lives from the ground up, and they repaid me. They repaid this club with their skill and their passion, and now their lives. And I'll reward them by buckling.
Jimmy, we all want to honor the memory of those who died.
No, it's not about their memory. It's about showing who we are to the world. Showing we'll not be bowed by tragedy. Because how we are in the future will be founded on how we behave today.
I am putting out the team and you'll have to manhandle me from this building before I stop. Any questions?
Once again, there you go. United, made for TV, 2011 film. We reviewed it. We cued it, we reviewed it.
We cued it and reviewed it.
Yeah, we say it that way, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I inspires. Wish this would have never been put on Netflix.
Well, I'm just glad you were put around this table to tell us
Why?
That, Max.
No problem. Don't watch this movie, people.
Yeah. Inspired a top three.
Yeah.
They all do. This
yeah.
one's no different.
Mm-hmm.
Go, number three, what is it?
I need to go with a good natural disaster, so I want to start out with Sharknado.
That's a great decision.
Inspired by the film United.
Think about who's doing this. We are one of a kind. Gumbo, we're one of a kind.
They're making Sharknado 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it Sharkfoon, like Shark in a Typhoon?
Yeah.
No, no. It does have a subtitle, though. It's something stupid.
They've got a 2 million pound budget.
How about Sharkacane? Sharkacane.
Shaka Khan?
Sharkacane.
I'm not watching this. That first one was just stupid.
Sharkquake.
Oh, I tried to watch the first, and I was like,
I was
no,
like,
I
this is
it.
Just, you know, this is too joking.
Sharknami.
I'm not watching it. It's stunning.
It's actually a terrible filmmaking.
All right, so Sharknado.
Yes, I know it's horribly bad.
That's a catastrophe.
Yeah, that is a catastrophe.
It's a catastrophe of a film.
I've not seen it. Right. Max Gumbo Johnson, you know the spiel. You know the film. United inspired top three catastrophes. What are you going with?
I'm
going
to have to go number three. Oh, boy. I'm going to have to go Fear.com. That was a catastrophe of a film. One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
I'm picking up a theme.
I like your theme.
That was a total catastrophe
of
a movie.
I said catastrophes in films.
Right.
He went with catastrophes of a film. I like this.
They're just like United.
Why is it so bad? Why was Fear.com bad?
Fear.com? Why was it so bad?
Seen it?
I'll give you one clue. I'll give you one clue. This woman's daughter is a hemophiliac. Hemophiliac now, which means if you get cut, you just bleed.
Yeah, you just bleed out. Right, right.
So where does she let her daughter go play? The local junkyard. Nice.
Just go there.
That's just one of the worst. That's one of the problems.
Well, bad parenting does exist, Max.
Oh, this is so does bad movie making, and Fear.com proves that.
It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It is literally one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Savage, number three for you. What you going with?
Well, you know, catastrophes in films. You know, when you talk about sports and round things, you know, whatever. But a big catastrophe in a galaxy far away, the destruction of Alderaan.
Oh, that's a catastrophe.
An entire planet blown up. That's a catastrophe. There's a disturbance in the force. How does he say it, Max?
There's a disturbance in the force.
There's a disturbance. Like a million voices just cried out in anger or something like
that. Yeah, there you go.
He does it.
When he was doing his practice, you okay? Yeah. Keep on.
It looks like he had gas pains. Like, ooh.
He does a good Obi-Wan. Max does a good Obi-Wan.
I like what you got here, man.
Yeah.
Alderaan, gone.
Gone.
I mean,
planet.
That was a catastrophe.
Gone.
That was a galactical catastrophe.
Yeah, man.
Where's Alderaan? It's supposed to be here. It's a meteor. Meteor field.
That's a catastrophe.
I have a theme. You know what it is? Adam, I just couldn't keep with the catastrophic theme. I had to do something different.
Right.
Catastrophic relationships in movies.
Okay.
Number three, I'm going with Sid and Nancy. That was a catastrophe of a relationship.
Yeah.
Do I need to say more?
Yeah, based on true events.
And there's
like
your tie-in. There's your tie-in right there.
A much more dramatic and interesting film.
That was a catastrophic relationship.
What about the same budget?
Yeah.
Probably.
2 pounds. Maybe that 2 pounds wasn't a misprint.
Perhaps.
Producer, what's number two for you?
Oh, for me, I'm going to go with a little viral catastrophe, Night of Living Dead.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want that.
Started the whole zombie invasion.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. There was White Zombie with Bela Lugosi in 1932.
Man, that's a different zombie.
They're different kinds of zombies.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna.
It wasn't the brain eating variety.
I'm gonna be a contrarian to everything Adam says tonight.
What's your number two, Max?
I'm gonna have to go with Chairman of the Board, starring Carrot Top.
The surfboard.
Oh, my God.
Chairman of the board as a surfboard.
Oh,
no,
Lord.
As in chairman of the board of this company. He inherits his company or something. It's just, oh, my God, is it? A friend of mine worked at a video store. Hey, you get this movie in? You want to watch it?
No, sure.
And we watched. This is the worst thing I have ever seen. It never got released.
Yeah, but I met Carrot Top one time. He's pumped.
Yeah. Oh, he's a huge dude.
Yeah, he's a pumped up dude. I met him at Green Hills. Where'd I meet him at? Sunset Grill. I met him at Sunset Grill one
night. Is that why they're out of business now?
That's probably
he probably scared everybody off with his demon Botox eyes.
We may have to watch that. Chairman of the Board.
No,
I like Carrot
Top. I'm not watching that. You watch it. You enjoy yourself.
Chairman
I'm not
of the
watching
board.
That.
All right, my number two. Wait, no, I'm sorry.
No, it's me.
Sorry, Savage. Number two for you. What is it?
Yeah, you know, not a galaxy far away or anything. It's a little galaxy closer, but Star Trek, The Destruction of Vulcan, the planet.
He's full on
the planet
destroyed.
Vulcan. Spock tried to save his people, but he couldn't. The planet got destroyed.
You see what Savage is doing?
When
I know
think
you're
of,
number one now.
When I think of catastrophes, I think of planets being destroyed.
Planetary levels.
That's right.
Okay, there you go. I like it, though. You have a theme.
Right.
I have a theme. Max has a theme. I'm going to stick with my theme, which is catastrophic relationships. Number two for me is War of the Roses.
Oh, that's a good one.
Catastrophic relationship.
Totally.
You know how that ended.
Totally.
Yeah, I know how it ended.
God.
Because they were a real couple, right?
I felt terrible
for a while.
I mean, he wasn't, in all honesty, watch that movie again. He wasn't that bad to her. She started everything.
No.
She started all of it.
She did. She egged him on.
I mean,
every
she treated him
she
like
had.
Crap, you know? So what? Get a divorce if you don't like him. You have to do that.
Well, that was what she did.
Right.
I don't know. But War of the Roses.
War of the Roses. Yeah, it's a good answer. Good
okay.
answer.
I love that movie.
Adam, we're up to number ones, aren't we?
Yeah.
Number one, we're talking about catastrophes.
Are you sure? You want me to go with my number one?
I guess.
I know it's your number one. Why?
I'm not going to stop you.
Go with your number four.
Schindler's List.
That's a bad answer.
World War II.
Wait, World War II is your answer? I thought you were going to say the Holocaust.
The Holocaust in World War II.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a catastrophe.
That's kind of crosses different boundaries. It's a catastrophe,
yes.
but it's...
That's so perfectly Adam. You're
I don't know if that's
a winner, sir. You're a winner. I approve that answer.
You know, I'm with you. I'm listen.
Really?
I'm with you halfway. It's catastrophic and cataclysmic, but nothing crashed, nothing burned, nothing went down. Well,
things burned.
Stop. Look what you've done to me. Look what you've done to me. Would you deem this as a quote unquote catastrophe so much?
It's a catastrophe. It's not
apocalyptic.
It's not the sort of thing I would think of when I think of a catastrophe in film.
It's awful.
Because there was a good side. Mr. Oscar saved a bunch of people, and just one more.
Not the girl in the red dress.
Just one more with the ring. Of course he didn't save the girl in the red dress. Right. That's your emotional crux of the film.
You know,
something United lacked.
I think we realized in this episode we're just a bunch of bastards going through.
Yeah. I realized that a long time ago.
Man, my catastrophes are legit.
Let's hear it. I'll go
I'm
straight
to
you right now.
I'm talking about planetary destruction here.
Next. What do you got?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Earth. Done.
Okay.
Just as a matter of bureaucracy, done.
Just done.
Earth. They want to build a road.
Bringing it home.
I like it. Well, full on planets. That took some
home.
Work.
Super Space Highway.
Mm-hmm.
Planetary catastrophes. Yeah. Feeling it throughout the cosmos, Savage.
Right, you know, inspired by United. The film, you know.
Throughout the cosmos, we felt these
it
catastrophes.
It has a British tie-in.
Yeah, it does.
Max Gumbo Johnson, number one.
I Know Who Killed Me, starring Lindsay Lohan. Probably the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
I got one to top that.
This is his number one.
I was going to say Birdemic, but okay.
Oh, Birdemic at least had some laughs. I went to the movies to see how bad this thing actually was and was not disappointed. That was an awful, awful, terrible no good movie.
I've never heard you talk about this film. I didn't know you hated this
film. I Know Who Killed Me?
Yeah, Gumbo.
Yeah.
What are the chances of us looking over at Adam's wall of collection?
No, I do not own that and never will.
You have it in there somewhere.
Oh, God, no.
It's tucked away under his mattress.
It has to be.
Why don't you have that?
The only Lindsay Lohan film I own is Machete.
Hey, okay. The Mean Girls is good.
Well, I'm not knocking Michelle. Lindsay Lohan. I'm just talking the movie. The movie's terrible. It's awful. Awful, awful.
You didn't go with Black Dahlia? That's the worst movie ever made.
Nah. Did you see I Know Who Killed Me?
Not yet.
All right, then.
You know what my number one is? I liked your theme. I liked your theme. My number one. Tell me you've seen this movie. Tell me you've seen The Heartbreak Kid with Ben Stiller.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
That was the most awful relationship ever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I just sat there. It just fell, sunk into my chair for this guy. Have you seen it, Adam?
Yeah, you know who's got a worse relationship?
Who?
When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up. Mr. I gave you 9 and 8.
One of my all-time favorites. What do you think
I
of that?
I hate that movie with a passion.
How can you hate it when Harry Met Sally? How can you hate
that movie?
Hate that film?
We're talking about Adam here.
I'd
like to give one final shout-out to The what Devil's Reign, John Travolta's first movie. Oh,
never
my God.
The
also starring William Shatner.
Uh-oh.
Man.
How can that be bad? I mean, that's the recipe for a masterpiece.
Just
sir.
Go watch it. Just watch it and...
Never heard of it.
Oh, my God.
No, there's a reason. There's probably a reason for that.
Oh, it's so bad.
You know what we need to do? We need to wrap this up.
Yeah.
All right, Savage. So it's going to be up to you.
Yeah.
And we're talking about next week's selection. What you going to go with?
Well, you know, I guess I got to keep it in my vein.
United 2, United-er.
United Boogaloo. Yeah. No. Something a little more strange. I think I'm going to go with a John Waters film, Cecil B. Demented.
Wow.
I love John Waters.
Melanie Griffith, Stephen Dorff.
Now, there's a guy who knows how to stretch a budget.
I've not seen this film.
I've never seen it.
Have you seen any John Waters movies?
I don't even know if I have.
Oh, really?
Pink Flamingos?
I know you hadn't seen Pink Flamingos.
I
he won't watch it.
Oh, yeah, you've sold me on that one. It's about this girl that transsexual eats poop. Yeah?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. There's a little more nuance to it.
Not much.
Cecil B. Demented.
That's where this one ends, guys. We're talking about the film we talked about. Which is United. Thank you, Adam. We needed a British Hallmark film. We hadn't done one of those in a while.
Unfortunately,
we've never done one.
It wasn't this one.
And now we're going all American.
Yeah, we're going all American. Cecil B. Demented. And that's where this one ends once again. Thank you for tuning into The Q. If you'd like to offer your thoughts on the film we just discussed or anything, we don't care.
No.
Whatever it is you want to talk about, you go to theqfilmcast.net. Always happy to hear from you there.
Am I going to have to send my scarf back?
No. Oh, God. No, that was Newcastle.
Middlesbrough.
I'm sorry.
They hate Manchester United.
It's getting worried. Why? Because I'm not the world's biggest soccer fan. Excuse me.
No, they're applauding
they're
you,
They're
in Max,
a different
I'm sure.
league.
So join us again next week. Cecil B. Demented. I think I said it right. We're going to cue it up, knock it down, and until then, however did you say, good night.
Welcome to the Old Trafford Show. Some say it's better, the devil's you know. Coming at ya from the top of the tree. Scoring our way into victory. Here we go, here we go. So here we go, here we go. When you're singing with one united voice, you're letting us know we have no choice but to carry on our winning ways. Seems to be a habit for the Reds these days. Here we go, here we go. So here we go, here we go. And when the going gets tough, we're ready for the test. We're laying down the law, cause you know we got the best.
The Manchester United football team, ah, the best freaking team in all the land, woohoo!